then we'll show godly character. And like people see our clothes, our good character is what people will see. Whereas if we set our minds on earthly things, then we will show bad character. And when it comes to God, we'll miss out. Well, I've got 18 t-shirts at the front here, so I think I need 18 volunteers to wear them. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13. Come behind me and choose a t-shirt. Stand behind it. What have I got up to? 14, 15. Any others? 16, you come forward. Right, have we run out of t-shirts yet? Do you want to put it on? Yeah, go on, put it on. If you're not putting it on, then watch from the cupboard. How's it looking? Well, it's not exactly a fashion show, is it? But my PE lessons didn't used to be a fashion show.
Still got one spare.
There's one spare. Oh, here we are.
Force.
Are you going to put that on? No. Well, oh, you've got one. Yeah. Come on, somebody else, please. Yay, thank you very much indeed. Right, can you come on this step and make a long line all the way along the front behind the bags? So come right along here. Now, have a look at your Bibles. Colossians chapter 3. There's character things on the front of these t-shirts, and some of them are good character. Some of them are bad character. What are we going to do with the good character? We're going to put it on. What are we going to do with the bad character? Take it off. So where should we start? What does that say? It's hard upside down, isn't it? What? Evil desires. Good or bad? Good or bad? Yes. Take that one off, please. Kindness. Good. So, putting that one on. What does that say, do you know?
Impurity.
Covered. Yeah, take that one off, please. What does that say, do you know?
No.
No. Can anyone else read it? It looks like it says Alice, but it doesn't. It says malice. Is that good character or bad? That's bad. That's wanting the worst for people, isn't it? Take that off. What does that say? No. It says compassion. That's good. Leave that one on. We're wearing that one. It says meekness. Meekness. Hopefully good. The Bible thinks it's good. We're leaving that one on. No. It could say rust, but it doesn't. It says lust. So then that's the urges. And that's take it off, please. Yeah, you didn't want to put it on anyway, did you? That's a relief. Do you know what that one says? Put your arms out and then we'll see. Ah, there we are. That says greed. That's a downer. Take it off, please. What's that one? Love. Yep, leave that one on, please. Rage. Oh, thumbs down, take it off, please. Patience, that says. Yep, that'll leave it on. Put that one on. What does that one say? Filthy language, yes. Oh, that's take it off. Has anyone noticed a pattern with the colours? Yeah. Miss Robinson would have noticed this as well quite a few years ago. What does that say? Just throw it on the floor, that's great. But put it on the step at the back or something. That says slander. Slander is when we say lies about things in order to make people look bad. That's off. Yep, put that one off. That says sexual immorality. Because God cares about right and wrongs in that as well. And that's a take that one off. That says anger. That's take that one off, please. What does that say? I think it says gentleness. Gentleness, yeah, good character. Keep that one on. Forgive, it says, because I couldn't fit Ness on. Forgiveness. That's a good character thing. Yeah, leave that one on. And lying. No, that, take it off, please. And
humility.
Yes, that's good character. So all of those who've taken their shirts off, you go back to your places. Let's give them a hand. You move together a bit. Move together a bit. That's great. Now, the Bible says, set your minds on what is from above and show these things in your life. These are what we want people to see. Actually, we need to take this one stage further, because it looks from this illustration like we all need to have one thing. But actually, the Lord's saying we all need all of these things. So, who should we have? Who wants to be part of this last experiment? You, yes, come on forward. That was a hand going up, wasn't it? Come and stand here. So, what I want you to do is to take your shirts off and put them on, because we're putting on these things. What's your name?
Archie.
So Archie's going to have all of these things, and we're going to say them as they go on. So here goes the first one.
Humility.
1, 2, 3. Humility. What's the next one? Can you save yours to last? To last. Come on. Take yours off and put them on, Archie. What's this one?
Patience.
This is patience. 1, 2, 3.
Patience.
We got another one for him.
Gentleness.
This is gentleness. 1, 2, 3.
Gentleness.
How warm are you right now?
Come on, we need another one for Archie. This is kindness. 1, 2, 3.
Kindness.
So all of these things are good character. This one's...
This is compassion.
Compassion. 1, 2, 3.
Compassion. Yeah, compassion would not be putting T-shirts all over this child.
Miss Robinson would be pleased.
Meekness.
Meekness. 1, 2, 3. Meekness.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness. 1, 2, 3.
Forgiveness.
Now, if you look in your passage, Colossians 3, what's the last one that goes on? When it says, over all these things put on... That's right. That's the one we've got left. This is the last one to go on. Because we want people to look at us and see that character trait too, love.
Ah.
If we set our minds on things that are above, we will each show all of these. And above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. Thanks very much indeed. Let's give a hand to all our volunteers. Thank you. Yeah, can I have them back? I'll do it if you... Thank you very much.
Well, we've been learning a lot about what our response